Okay. Shir of Chav Vav Cheshvan. We're going to be starting today. Siman Shin Chav Tes. And we're going to go all the way to Siv Gimel. Siman Shin Chav Tes. Al Mi Mechaladin in Shabbos. Kol Pekuach Nefesh Doich Shabbos. The Siman Shin Chav Tes is very much a continuation of the Pekuach Nefesh part of Siman Shin Chav Ches. So we're going to see now a bit more about Pekuach Nefesh. Al Mi Mechalin Shabbos. Kol Pekuach Nefesh Doich Shabbos. As we have discussed earlier, any Pekuach Nefesh is Doich Shabbos. V'azor is Arizim Meshubach. And whoever does it quicker, that's better. We spoke about the fact that it's a mitzvah, and we spoke about the fact that even if you are not Matzliach Chas V'Sholem to bring him back to life, that still you've done a tremendous mitzvah and you haven't done any averes. Even more so, we've discussed if there's 10 people running, well, we saw a seif, that if there's 10 people running and there's only one, and one of them who gets there by default, only one of them gets there in time, 9 other ones are later, and they're all getting a tremendous chav for it. That's all part of this harizem meshubach. Afilu, now comes a bit of a chiddush. Even naflot leke bechotze acheres. Now the way it worked in the olden days, in the times of the Mishnahs and of the Gemaras, there was always a chotzer, a courtyard, which wasn't like the backyard like we have nowadays. It was always a courtyard which was surrounded by other houses. People would live one house next to the other, and in the middle there was a courtyard, a chotzer, and then it would be next to it another chotzer with another houses around it. Now, it doesn't have to be mentioned that the fact that if there's a seif in one chotzer, that all the inhabitants of that chotzer obviously allowed to run away, and obviously that's the kind of nefoshes. What is added over here is, afilu naflot leko bechatzer acheres, even if it's in a different courtyard, v'yorei, and he's scared shetavoy lechotzer zu, and he's worried that the fire may be develop and continue on to this, but this chotzer, which is neighboring to that first chotzer, v'yovoli desakon, he may possibly come to sakone, mechabdin kedei shalo yisav, he's allowed to extinguish and take away the fire, that it shouldn't increase and shouldn't develop any further. Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Aleph, lidei sakone, kugoin The Mishneh Berurah here wants to answer the following question. He said, well, why do you have to be mechabed at lake? Why do you have to take off the fire? Just tell everybody to go away. Mishneh Berurah here tells us that's a very important point, actually, that you never know exactly who is where, and you don't exactly know what happens, and it could very well be choylim, people who can't escape so well, or ktanim, which can't escape so easily, and therefore you're allowed to just, even if you're not sure who is there, you may assume that everybody escaped, but it could be you don't know. And therefore, and therefore you're allowed to extinguish the fire. Mechabin, vuadin, the shoril hafsik bekelim shel matches oy bikli cheres melei maim. Afilo tzorich ba, yeah. The Mishneh Berurah says over here, a very interesting halacha, that you are alternatively also allowed to put kelim, vessels with water, around the chotzer, the neighboring chotzer, and by putting their full kelim with water around the chotzer, what's going to happen is once the fire reaches that stage, they're going to split, these kelim are going to split, and they're going to open up, and the water is going to reach the fire, and therefore you it's like a type of protection. You're allowed to do that as well. In fact, that's even less of a shaila that. Obviously, because you're not positively doing a kibbuy. So again, Siv Katan Beis, Mechabin. Who are they in the shori lehafsik bekelim shel matches metal kelim oy bekli cheres melei maim, they're full of water. Afilu tzorich lo vi hakelim derech shuz rabim. Even if you have to bring those kelim through shuz rabim, which is a melacha d'oraisa, the ikar beisurim, there's quite a few isurim involved in that. Now comes a very interesting shaila. Kotzav ha-mogen Avrom. The Magen Avraham says the following: Im yochel hatzel es achoyle v'kotten lisa oisem derech shuz rabim. If you can either do a melacha of carrying, basically you have an option. You can either carry and you can save the choyle and ketanim lisa oisem derech shuz rabim. You can carry derech shuz rabim, which is the reise, or you can do a kibui. What's better? Very interesting shaila. What is better, to do a hitzah, carry derech shuz rabim, or to do a kibui, to extinguish? What is better? Chanus is asking me, interesting. Yeah, we don't always say that, but I suppose, but yeah, sometimes you're right. Yeah, interesting. Interesting point. But he says the following. It is better to extinguish the fire. Because generally speaking, kibui is only melachshe en tzricha legufa. Because, very interesting, that's a very big issue when it comes to kibui. And in fact, when it comes to melachshe en tzricha legufa, that kibui is only when you... Melach is only when you actually... Melacha tzricha legufa is when you do the melacha and you want that particular regular outcome from that melacha. Right? The funny thing about the kibui is that only kibui, when you want the pchomim, when you want the ash, only then it's considered melacha hatzricha legufa. Now, whenever you don't want the pchomim, it's not considered melacha hatzricha legufa, rather it's going to be considered melacha hatzricha legufa. Which means that when you extinguish something just for the sake of extinguishing it, when you take off the fire, just for the, because you don't want that fire, it's by default always going to be considered melacha hatzricha legufa. As a footnote, therefore, switching off lights and turning off any electric appliances, generally, are considered melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. And the roif poiskim is not the reise, right? So similarly over here as well, he says, "Kosa magnavum yochal hatzel ezachoyle ve'kot niso isen derech shdrabim." Afal peken mutav lechaboy. It is better to do a kibui because over here also to lave kim melacha she'tzricha legufa. The potter alei, it's also considered melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. That the emes is, it's not all the rishonim agree to that. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Let's just finish this if cotton. Masha'en ken lava derech shdrabim. However, if you carrying, will derech shdrabim is considered. Carrying is a problem. The harbor poskim serving the gamis maneni rishus rabim, because now even nowadays a lot of poskim will agree that it's rishus rabim and it's deraisa. The chayot achayodom bichlal havore kosav. Chayodom, however, holds that daito according to his opinion mutav lavet rishus rabim meshechabed. Isn't on the contrary, it's better to actually carry rather than to do kibui. And his reasoning is because that, well, menachos tzichel gufa may be right, but often nowadays we actually don't have a rishus rabim deraisa. We won't go into that now, but often you won't have an actually rishus rabim deraisa, and therefore if it's only a karmelis, it's only going to be rabbonon, and the rabbonon of karmelis is still significantly better than menachos tzichel gufa, and therefore he says that that's what the chayodom believes, that's what you should do, right? Yes, sorry. There isn't, correct. There wouldn't be an instance of a tzricha legufa with a light bulb, correct. The melacha, it has to be the melacha, what the Torah, it's a very interesting topic, which obviously we can't discuss now, but it's what the Torah considers the melacha, and what the Torah considers the gufa of the melacha, as opposed to it, not every instance you will have a tzricha legufa. Correct. It has nothing to do with it. It has much to do with the kavana. There will be enu mischaven, which is a different heter. Correct. Correct. Yes. I'm sure we'll come across it, but not in this if cotton. Right. Okay. Safe base. Very sadistic. Before we do safe base, I have to make a short introduction. Otherwise, we're not gonna. Which is as follows. It's very very longish and very heavy yeshivish aid. We're gonna do it very very quickly. There is, generally speaking, there is a canal that we go according to roif. We always go according to roif, right? Whenever all the halachas, we know that the Torah considers acharabim lehatois. We go according to the majority, right? When it comes to most areas in the Torah. Now there is, however, the Gemara distinguishes between something which is a kavua and which is not a kavua, which means the following. I'm going to just go straight to an example. If you find something, let's say you find. You find what the Gemara speaks about a piece of meat, and there's 9 shops which are kosher shops, but it's like 9 tefer shops, and 9 tefer shops and 1 kosher shop of meat butchers, and there's one of them which is lying outside. Outside, you find one piece of meat which is outside on the street. Are you going to say you're going to according to roiv or not? This is one aspect. Then there's another aspect, another shaila, another instance, another case, in which you went to a shop and you don't know which shop you went to. But you know clearly it was one of the shops. The difference is that it's something which is static or not static. The Gemara differentiates between kavua, kol kavua, kemechtzal mechtzadami. When something is a kavua, something which comes, something which is a kavua, a static thing, we don't go according to the roiv. It's kol kavua, kemechtzal mechtzadami, which is gzeres hakosuf. I'm not going to try to explain that now. Everything which comes from a kavua, from something which is static, kemechtzal mechtzadami, we don't go according to the majority. Now, as opposed to if you find the meat on the street, it's called a porish, meruba porish. If something was taken away, porish, it went away from something static, that piece of meat is now found on the street, it's called a porish, meruba porish. You can assume that it came from the roiv. Okay. Now this is when it comes to kol ha'Torah kula. We come in Yeridea, in other areas. However, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we'll see that it's a big exception. And that's the seif over here, which we're going to learn right now. We're going to go through the seif. After this in the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to clarify matters a little bit. Seif base. Ein holchim bepikuach nefesh achar roiv, which is a bit of a very powerful statement, which we'll see soon. There is an exception to that. But generally speaking, Eil holchim bepikuach nefesh achar roiv. The truth is, we have come across this yisoid when it came to the doctor's opinions. In Simin Shin Chof Res, we came across that yisoid as well. When a few doctors say there's no sakona, and one doctor say that there is a sakona in that particular illness, unless one of them is a boki or a mumche, we're going to go according to the majority. We're not going to go according to the majority of opinions. We say ein holchin bepikuach nefesh achar roiv, and we're going to go even according to the minority opinion. Right. So ein holchin bepikuach nefesh achar roiv. Afilo yitisha oiv dikichov miyisrael echol bechotze. The following incident happened. There was nine people in nine goyim and one yid in a chotze. Veperesh echot mehem lechotze acheres, and one of them left. And he went to a chotzer acheres, to a different chotzer. V'nofal olav sham apoilis. And over there, the nofal apoilis, the building collapsed. Are you allowed to do a pikuach nefesh or not? You don't know who you're actually going to save. You don't know, they've all disappeared now. You don't know who. Is it a yid that you're going to try to save, or is it a goy that you're trying to save? Obviously, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a goy. I'm going to get into that still. But not today. About for goy, you're generally speaking, well, at that stage of year, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for goy. But again, this is just, we're going to speak about that still, because sometimes you are. But we're just assuming now that you're not mechal Shabbos for a goy. What's the reasoning for that? It's considered because there is still a kavua, and because the kviz remains, and therefore we consider mechtzal mechtzah, and you're not to mechal Shabbos for that. Aval, however, im neiku kulam uveshas akiroson perish echot mehem lechotze acheres v'nofal olav. They've all dispersed, and they've all gone to a different place. Then nafal alav, it fell on him, ein mefakhin alav. Then, in that particular case, ein mefakhin alav. You don't do a pikuach nefesh. You know not to mechal Shabbos. Kiven sheneke kviyaz arishim mkoyimoy, amrinu kol de porish meruba porish. You're going to see that it's considered kol de porish meruba porish. And then you go according to the majority, which majority is goyim, and therefore you're not going to mechal Shabbos. Let's go to Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah says Kotten Gimel. Afilu. V'chulu. Perish. Loimi boye, it doesn't have to be mentioned. In be'oisa chotzer, shoyu batisha inim yehudim, v'chad Yisrael, nofal ma'poilis v'vadam epakchin. If it's mamash in that chotzer that it happened, then of course you're allowed to remove and do the chil Shabbos. The kol kavua kam echtzal nachtzadomi, v'en kan roi v'enim yehudim. Elo afilu tisha. He says that, well, if there is nine goyim, and in that particular chotzer it collapsed, then of course you're going to say, and you haven't got a roiv of goyim, which means that if there isn't a roiv of goyim, you're going to say that, well, it could be the yid, and therefore you're not to be mechal Shabbos. The perish echot, lav davke echot, elo afilu perish ruba, kede mesayim tam, kimen shenisha kviyaz harishin v'cholum. Sivkot nehei, kviyaz harishin b'mkoymai, afal gav, the be'alme, although generally, omu called the porish meruba porish, afilu hechid akviyaz nisha b'mkoymai, gabe pikuach nefesh, akilu achmona. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, generally speaking, as far as this case is concerned, we are mekel, and we don't say called the porish meruba porish. We are mekel. The ksiv v'chay b'hem, because the Torah says v'chay b'hem v'lo yishamos b'hem, and we want to make sure that nobody dies. Mashmash lo yuchal lovoy b'shum eni lidei misas Yisrael, because the mashmash from the pasuk is v'chay b'hem, you should live with it, and therefore we're trying to make sure that there is no misas Yisrael happening. Kemechta v'sofik nefoshes lahokel. Right. Now comes an interesting shaila. Ayin be'even or ezer simen dalet sif lamed dalet. The tinek shenim to be'il shurubu evdi gilulim. What happens in the following case? And it has happened. You don't have to go very far for these type of scenarios. You find the boy on the street on Shabbos, and there's a bit of pikuach nefesh involved because you can't keep a little kid like that on. You know, you need to find where his whereabouts. Now, you don't know if that particular boy is a Yid or a Goy. What are you going to do? And not even Chal Shabbos. If you see a boy that you have reason to assume that could be. Well, actually, you know, Edgware is a good place to talk about it, because Edgware, I'm quite curious about the census, when the census is going to come out. Because I think we're hitting close. I mean, I think that it's not very far from 50%. What? Pardon? There's Roy Vidin here. Well over 50. So much, really. Depends where you are. Right. Right. It's very, very interesting, because you have to know. Right. It's very interesting because if we live with that kind of, we have to be aware of it. If there's for instance, an Aveda, if you find an Aveda and Roy Vissoel, you have to do a Shavas Aveda. Right? There's a lot of. And another case will be Aveda. We have to know. In Edgeway, it could be Dalochas. You have to know if there's Roy Vissoel over here. Makes a very big difference. If you know for sure, it's different, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, okay, then there's no shaila, correct. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is shailas of Eivor. We're going to speak about that still. What do you do about the goy? If there's very interesting shailas about the Rabbonon when it comes to the Raisus. There's very interesting halachas about that, but we're not going to cover that today. Right, so the Ayin be'evno ezer, simen dalet tzif lamed dalet. The tinoik, a little child, the nimtzo be'ir shurubo evdi gilulim, that was found in a town where the majority is goyim, ein mechal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to mechal Shabbos. Why? Kim de b'chol yoyim v'yoyim perushim kulam mokim kviyosom as din acharoy, because they're not called kavua. They're not called kavua. It's a moving, they're all moving. It's not a static thing. People move from one place to the other. So therefore it's considered porish. We call the porish meruba porish. And you can assume that it comes from the majority. And hence it's going to be also the mechal Shabbos for him, because the majority of the city is goyish. The Ramo Bago Polikshan, the Svira, the Ramo disagrees, and he says, "No, you are not in the Michal Shabbos. The Bnei Ir Choshvik Kviya." That now he considers Bnei Ir people in the city are considered kavua. The Dami Ledin Lahochi, and he compares it to the din over here. The Das Agoshom Lifsei Kramo, and the Vilna Gaon passes like the Ramo. Ayn Shom. The Imlim Tzabedech. If he's however left the actual city, and it's like on the entrance to the city, it's on the baderech, on the way, v'roivo ovrim go'evdi gilulim, and most people who pass through that way are goyim, l'kula almazin basuroiv, you're going to everybody according to the majority, and then it's called the porish meruba porish, and you're not allowed to michal Shabbos for that. Right. Im neko kulam perish, sheneko l'espaze kol aichol d'darkoi, uvot l'kviusam, they've all dispersed. And the kvius has completely disappeared. Right. Okay, we're going to move on to Siv Gimel. Mishnah from Mapolis. If a Mapolis has happened, the house collapsed. Sofek Chai, there's a doubt whether he's alive. Sofek Meis, and it could be that he's dead, could be he's alive. Sofik Usham, this really should be first. You don't even know if there's anybody there in the first place. Could be that it's completely empty. Could be nobody left before it actually collapsed. And even if there was somebody there, could be that it's a goy. Afilim Tim Sulaim Usham, yeah, Sofik Akum, Sofik Isol. And even if there is somebody there, you're not sure if he's alive. And even if he's alive, could be it's a goy. Mefakhin Olof, you're allowed to remove and to Michal Shabbos to save that person. Why? Although there could be countless various fakers, you are allowed to be Michal Shabbos, because the point of it is that there is still a reasonable, I don't know if I should say reasonable, there is still a chance of Pikuach Nefesh of a Yid, and that allows you to Michal Shabbos. So this in Loshna Poskim is a Sofik and a Sveksveker, pardon? No, because this is not, generally speaking, the Yisoid is that even if there's a Sveksveker and etc., you are Michal Shabbos. There's just one particular case, which the Shulchan Aruch in the previous Seif explained, that in one particular case, which is based on Kavua, that you're not going to be Michal Shabbos on that. But generally speaking, even if there's many, many Sfeikas, right, it's just that there's one Gemara, which the Shulchan Aruch explained, but generally speaking, we go according, we don't go, you can assume that Ein Horechim Bikuach Nefesh Achar Aroiv. There is also a Shaila when it comes to pregnant women. What's the halacha then? Because what the shaila then basically is based on is that you're not sure. When it depends on. Well, obviously, if she's 9 months and she's due, then obviously you're allowed to mechal Shabbos. There's nothing to talk about, you know. But what about if for argument's sake, she feels that there's not the regular movements in that she would normally feel, and we're talking about the 6th month or something on those lines. Are you not mechal Shabbos or not? Right? She would feel movements, and she feels that it's not quite right. You're not to Michal Shabbos in that particular instance or not. What are you saying? That it's a Pikuach Nefesh? Pikuach Nefesh? Right, which is interesting because it's an Uber. Are you not to Michal Shabbos for potential Uber? Are you not to Michal Shabbos or not? So the halacha is glass clear that yes, you are. Yeah, of course you are. Even for Ubi Yonat Michal Shabbos. The emes is that I saw that some poskim say that halacha lemaisa it's anyway on Negia, because whenever the Uba is in danger, the mother potentially is in danger as well. So halacha lemaisa it's just theoretical. But theoretically speaking, yes, definitely Yonat Michal Shabbos for an Uba. Another very interesting shaila is regarding what about if a person purposely he put himself into the situation of the danger. He went into that place which was potentially a dangerous place. Well, it's his, you know, to put it very bluntly, it's his own fault. You know, do I have to Michal Shabbos for him? You know, he didn't act with a lot of sense. Now he's fell into that situation. Does that mean that I'm not supposed to or not allowed to Michal Shabbos for him? What do you think? You have to Michal Shabbos. Well, it's his own fault.
You're going to come to a case where you don't know whether he did it on purpose, and then afterwards, oh, I shouldn't have saved him because he did it on purpose.
No, even if he did it on purpose, he's not saved. Because he's a bit
The Svar still applies.
The Svar still applies, yeah. Right. So the emes is, the Ramosha says exactly the wording that you use. It's posher that you're Michal Shabbos. Posher Michal Shabbos. But there's an interesting shitta of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger says that no, if he puts himself into that particular situation, then it could be that you don't have to Michal Shabbos for it. But it's true. And we definitely do pass on like Ramosha Feinstein. And he said it's posher Michal Shabbos in that case as well. It goes a bit further. The person can discuss what about the person who is trying to commit suicide. Pardon? Very, very right. Right. There is a bit of a shaila. If a person who is trying to commit suicide and he's not matzliach, what's going to be the halacha then? It's a bit of a shaila, but definitely halacha lemaisa. We do approach anybody who's got such serious psychological problems. We consider them cholim, and anyway, you're not to mechal Shabbos for a person in that case. Yeah. Right. There is a discussion, but I'm just going to open that up tonight. I'm not going to go into that. What about people? We're going to. What about people who themselves are not don't keep Shabbos? People don't keep Shabbos. Michal Shabbos b'fahesia. Is that going to make any difference as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned or not? What do you think? Tinuk Shinish. I want to go into that in Mitzvah Shem. Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow Mitzvah Shem. What? Right. Let's leave out that point. The fact that somebody is Michal Shabbos. Pardon? Still Jewish, right? It's not. The post can do approach it in. It's not tit for tat, you know, because you keep. You know, you're gonna keep. Does he keep? Which chumash does he keep? Which chumash does he not keep? You know what I'm saying? Yes, maybe I should. You know, this I'm allowed to do because he keeps that. This I'm not allowed. Yeah, definitely. The halacha lemaisa we are. But I want to go into that a bit further. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
It's not so simple.